Q94, it's your amount of rock, and I told you we'd sneak in a few coaches, and we're right now going to venture off into Bear Country and talk with head coach Jake Brookshire. How are we doing, Coach?
Hey, good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. Well, here it is. My goodness, you know, Harlan and I, we were just kind of talking a little bit ago, and it's like, man, boy, time flies. It's here it is, Jamboree, a week from tonight, week one. So how has the summer off season went for your 2026 Willow Springs Bears?
We feel like it's went pretty well. Started getting after it in the weight room. As soon as football season got over, really hitting it hard, and just kind of continued that all through the summer, and just tried to keep the kids working and get that mentality of hard work.
You know,
it's been a good year.
Yeah, it's. Last year, you lost some solid athletes to graduation, but you really got a good core that's coming back, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We're really, really proud of the kids. Feel like, you know, the team camaraderie has been really good so far. It's been nice. We got a good group of seniors, and they're doing a really good job of leading us right now. So I've been really proud of those guys. We got a little talent coming back too, I think. And, I know we lost them, but, really, really proud of those guys and the way they've been leading. And we're really looking forward to this year and letting them kind of show the work that they put in.
Well, you know, anytime you're bringing back your quarterback and a very athletic quarterback with speed, that's a wonderful thing. And it doesn't matter if it's junior high school, college, or pros. I mean, you get to bring your quarterback back. That's after a year of experience. That's a big, big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it is. And Caden Lee, he learned a lot last year. He had a really good year, threw for almost 1,500 yards. Mm-hmm. But we had to lean on him to do a whole lot of stuff for us last year. So he's still going to have those playmaking abilities that he did last year. We think we got him a little bit more help, and he may not have to put it quite as much on his back this year.
Mm-hmm.
We still expect really big things out of him, and we know he's going to have a great year, and he's been having a great summer also. So we're excited to see that jump from sophomore to junior year and see what he can do.
Yeah, I mean, and the transformation is, you know, it's night and day. Last year it wasn't like, you know, kind of you guys kind of spoon fed him a little bit, and you know, he got a little more, and now it's kind of, it's time for him to take over. Well, tonight, of course, and you and I, we talk on a regular basis, but you know, the Jamboree's coming up tonight, and it's a glorified basically dress rehearsal. But what are some things that you're really interested in seeing other than coming out of it nice and healthy?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's first and foremost. We all, talking to Coach Swofford and Coach Breyer Hancock last night, like, that's kind of all of our goals, is to be healthy is number one. But, we're playing, I think two of the best teams in Southwest Missouri in our jam, and we want to go, we just want to compete. You know, we want to show, hey, we belong on the same field, and get to do that and get out healthy, and it'll be a success for us.
And now, who do you got week one? Who's your week one opponent?
We play at Ash Grove.
At Ash Grove, and I guess you've probably already got a little bit of, you know, info on them, and you'll probably get more after, you know, you get their scrimmage tape from the Jamboree. But you know, they're like everyone else, not going to show anything. But what do you feel you really need to prepare for to be ready for week one?
Well, I actually went to college and played with their head coach. We were buddies in college in Missouri Valley, so I know he does a really good job. He's been there for a long time. They'll be very well coached. They tend to do the little things right all the time, and you know, I know I've talked to several people at Thalman summer, and they said, man, they got a few athletes, like they'll be a tough out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just trying to prepare as much as we can for some stuff they did last year right now, until we get a little more film on them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do know they graduated a really good quarterback last year. He was kind of their do-everything kind of type of kid. But I believe it may be his little brother who's maybe taking over a quarterback. So we figured there's probably some pretty good genes still there. And the kid that graduated last year was very, very good. So we expect that kid to probably step up and try to take over just like his brother did. So we kind of got to be ready for that. But they'll be well coached and play hard. I know that.
Yeah, right on. Well, hey, again, Jake Brookshire, head coach of the Willow Springs Bears. And, you know, appreciate you taking time out to visit with us this morning. Have a safe jamboree, and we'll visit with you next Friday as we get ready for week one. Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
Right on.
I appreciate you, Gary.
All right. Thanks, Jake. All right. Again, head coach of the Willow Springs Bears, Jake Brookshire. We got some more rock and roll coming at you. Big old handfuls of it. Stay put.